From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. How good it is to be back with you around the Word of God. A question of education is our subject this morning as we turn again to John chapter 7, the verses 14 to 17. Our hymn is in step with this subject. The first line of the hymn goes like this: How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in His excellent Word. We'll have that hymn in just a moment. But first, a few quick announcements. First of all, our quarterly magazine is available, as are printed notes from all our Radio Bible studies. Just contact me requesting either of these items. Remember our program tonight at 9 o'clock. We will be continuing with our studies in Job. Tonight's topic, hypocrisy, its true character. We'll also be playing another extract from the sermon, Embracing Christ in the Arms of Faith. We're giving away a full copy of that sermon tape to anyone who requests it. One other matter, do remember the 3 o'clock Wednesday gospel program with Reverend Peter McIntyre here on Radio Star Country. Tune in, for I know that you will enjoy that program. Now let's have our hymn, and then we will turn to John chapter 7, the verses 14 to 17. Subject is a question of education, and we're turning to John chapter 7, the verses 14 to 17. The Saviour, having avoided journeying to Jerusalem in the company of his neighbours and family circle, for reasons we suggested in our last broadcast, has arrived in the city, and about the fourth day of the 7-day feast of the tabernacles, he enters the outer precincts of the temple and begins to teach publicly. When he was a lad of 12, it was in this very same place that Mary and Joseph had found him sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. Luke chapter 2 and the verse 46. please note the reaction of the Jews to the Saviour's teaching. And the Jews marvelled, saying, "How knoweth this man letters, having never learned?" Verse 15. These men obviously believed that if Jesus had not been educated in the theological schools that the scribes and Pharisees operated in Jerusalem, then he could not possibly understand the Holy Scriptures sufficiently to teach them to others. Behind these sentiments lie pride and also a very great delusion. There has always been a tendency amongst religious leaders to promote the notion that if you have not passed through their schools and have been educated to a standard of which they approve, then you cannot really understand the Bible. It is a very prevalent notion even today. There are many in the religious realm in this land who would maintain that if you have not been to university and successfully passed through an approved theological college, then you are unfitted to teach the Bible and fulfill the duties of a minister of Jesus Christ. Such people hold precisely the same views as did these Jews who questioned the qualifications of the Saviour. It is a fact that Christ did not attend the Jewish equivalent of a university or a theological college. Neither did his disciples. And yet who is there but must acknowledge that the Saviour and his disciples gave to the world the most profound teaching on things eternal and spiritual. Now I do not say that the disciples were not educated. They were, and that to the very highest degree. Nor am I saying that a man who would teach the Word of God today does not require education, for he most certainly does. What I am saying is that the education a person requires in order to teach the Word of God profitably is not to be found in merely attending the established religious colleges and training schools. There is an education that a man must have in order to be a true servant of God that does not come from universities and colleges, no matter how academically commendable they may be. Christ, in answer to these critics, speaks of this matter. Jesus answered them and said, "My doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God, or whether I speak of myself." Verses 16 and 17. What Christ taught was given him of his Father. Furthermore, Christ and what he taught will be recognized to be of God by those who are willingly submissive to the Word of God. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. That's verse 17. The man or woman whose heart is submissive to God will readily and gladly embrace the teaching of Christ without question. The matter is put in a very simple form in John chapter 10, the verses 4 and 5. These verses speak of Christ the true shepherd and the reaction of his sheep to his voice. "And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. That's John chapter 10, verses 4 and 5. Christ's sheep have a knowledge that has been given them of God, by which they readily discern and receive the Bible's doctrine as the very word of God. There is no quibbling and questioning, as the Jews do here in the passage before us. No, being taught of God, they receive the words of Christ as truth. You may remember the passage in Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 to 17, in which there is on record a question posed by the Saviour to his disciples. Whom say ye that I am? Verse 15. Peter answers, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Verse 16. Then listen to Christ's response to this statement by Peter. Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Verse 17. The knowledge that Peter had of the person and work of Christ was given him of God. So is it with every true believer. Do you remember what the Savior said in John chapter 6, verse 45? It is written in the prophets, And they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. Here is the evidence of an education that is truly vital. Those who are taught of God believe the Bible, believe the gospel, and come to Christ in faith and repentance. Dear listener, in this age, when there is so much emphasis on an educating of the mind in the things that are of time and sense alone, have you been educated of God in the glorious truths of eternity? Do you show the marks of a true education? Do you believe the Bible to be the Word of God, and have you obeyed its commandments? Is Christ your Savior today? These are vital questions. May God give you Judgment Day honesty as you seek to answer them. We will return to this passage next week in the will of God. Will you join me tonight at 9 o'clock once more around the Word of God? Goodbye, and God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His Word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.